In today's gospel, we read that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute, and they will put some of you to death. Hello again. I can still remember the place and the time when I first learned about Father Miguel Pro, whose feast we celebrate today. In my bedroom on the third floor of my home, in seventh grade, I picked up a book, the cover of which had a photograph of a man whose hands were raised in the form of the cross. The photo was taken just as he was being executed, proclaiming the Spanish words, "Viva Cristo Rey!" Long live Christ the King. This heroic Mexican Jesuit was martyred 95 years ago today. The photo made quite an impression then, and it led me to want to read more about this Mexican Jesuit. Last week, we commemorated the feast of the six Jesuit martyrs and their two custodial colleagues. Today, we remember another martyr of Latin America, whose death no doubt inspired other men and women to risk their lives for Christ the King. A link relating the heroic story of Father Pro may be found next to today's homily link. One commentator provides the following overview of Pro's life. José Ramón Miguel Agustín Pro Juárez was born into a mining camp family on January 13, 1891, in Guadalupe, Zacatecas. He was the third of 11 children, four of whom had died as infants or young children. Miguel, meanwhile, had two sisters who entered the convent. Miguel entered the Jesuit novitiate El Llano, Mexico, on August 15, 1911. After pronouncing his vows as a Jesuit in 1914, a massive wave of government anti-Catholicism forced him and the Jesuits to flee to Los Gatos, California. The next year, Miguel went to study philosophy in Granada, Spain, from 1915 to 1919, and then as a Jesuit scholastic, taught in Nicaragua from 1919 to 1922. Miguel's first assignment as a priest was to work with the miners of Charleroi, Belgium. Despite the socialist, communist, and anarchist tendencies of the workers, he was able to win them over and preach the gospel to them. 3 months after his ordination, Pro was once again forced to undergo several operations for ulcers. He remained cheerful, however, and courageous, explaining that the source of his strength was his prayer. In the summer of 1926, his studies in Europe completed, Miguel returned to Mexico. On the way, he visited Lourdes, where he celebrated Mass, and visited the Grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes. Pro finally arrived at Veracruz on July 8, 1926. At that time, Plutarco Elias Calles was then president of Mexico. Calles vigorously enforced the anti-Catholic provisions of Mexico's 1917 Constitution, implementing the so-called Calles Law, which provided specific penalties for priests who criticized the government, 5 years imprisonment, or wore clerical garb in certain situations outside their churches. The law went into effect on July 31, 1926, ironically, the Feast of St. Ignatius. By this time, some states, such as Tabasco, under the notorious anti-Catholic Tomás Corrado Canabal, had closed all the churches and cleared the entire state of openly serving priests, killing many of them, forcing a few to marry, the remaining few serving covertly at the risk of their lives. On his return, Miguel served the church, which was forced to go underground. He celebrated the Eucharist clandestinely, administered the other sacraments to small groups of Catholics. In October 1926, a warrant for Miguel's arrest was issued. He was arrested and released from prison the next day, but kept under surveillance. Miguel no doubt reflected upon gospel passages such as today, which I cited earlier. About Miguel, one of his companions said that he, quote, had never seen such an exquisite wit, never coarse, always sparkling. Besides his sense of humor, Miguel was also noted for his charity and ability to speak about spiritual subjects without boring his audience, unquote. His friends commented that there were two Pros, the playful Pro, he would dress in a clown's outfit, and the prayerful Pro, as was known for the long periods he spent in the chapel. A failed attempt to assassinate Álvaro Obregón in November 1927 provided the state with a pretext for arresting Pro again, this time with his brothers Humberto and Roberto, a young engineer who confessed in his part in the attempted assassination, testified that the Pro brothers were not involved. Miguel and his brothers, however, were taken to the detective inspector's office in Mexico City. Pro and his brothers were visited by Generals Roberto Cruz and Palomaro López around 11 p.m. on November 22, 1927. The next day, as Miguel walked from his cell to the courtyard and the firing squad, he blessed the soldiers, knelt, and briefly prayed quietly. Declining a blindfold, he faced his executioners with a crucifix in one hand and a rosary in the other, and held his arms out in imitation of the crucified Jesus Christ, and shouted, quote, "May God have mercy on you. May God bless you. Lord, thou knowest that I am innocent. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies," unquote. Before the firing squad was ordered to shoot, Miguel raised his arms in imitation of Jesus on the cross and shouted the defiant cry of the Cristeros, "Vivo Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" When the initial shots of the firing squad failed to kill him, a soldier shot Miguel at point-blank range. Callas had the execution meticulously photographed, and the newspapers throughout the country carried photos on the front page the following day. Presumably, Callas thought that the sight of the pictures would frighten the Cristero rebels who were fighting against his troops, particularly in the state of Jalisco. However, they had the opposite effect. At Miguel's funeral, 40,000 people lined the procession, and another 20,000 waited at the cemetery where Miguel was buried without a priest present, his father saying the final words. Years later, on September 25th, 1988, at Miguel's beatification in St. Peter's Square, Pope John Paul II said, quote, "Neither suffering nor serious illness, nor the exhausting ministerial activity frequently carried out in difficult and dangerous circumstances, could stifle the radiating and contagious joy which Miguel brought to his life for Christ, and which nothing could take away. Indeed, the deepest root of self-sacrificing surrender for the lowly was his passionate love for Jesus Christ and his ardent desire to be conformed to him, even unto death," unquote. Friends, certainly the beatification of this Mexican martyr inspired the six Jesuits in El Salvador, who the next year were also executed. And perhaps as they recognized the danger that they faced, the words of Miguel Pro rang in their prayerful minds, "Vivo Christe! Long live Christ the King!"